Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this Monday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Psalm 116. The psalm writer thanks and praises God for being delivered from danger and death and vows to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And God's saving words for us as we begin this week are praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading Psalm 116, beginning at verse 1. I love the Lord because He hears me. He listens to my prayers. He listens to me every time I call to Him. The danger of death was all around me. The horrors of the grave closed in on me. I was filled with fear and anxiety. Then I called to the Lord. I beg you, Lord, save me. The Lord is merciful and good. Our God is compassionate. The Lord protects the helpless. When I was in danger, He saved me. Be confident, my heart, because the Lord has been good to me. The Lord saved me from death. He stopped my tears and kept me from defeat. And so I walk in the presence of the Lord in the world of the living. I kept on believing, even when I said, I am completely crushed. Even when I was afraid and said, no one can be trusted. What can I offer the Lord for all His goodness to me? I will bring a wine offering to the Lord to thank Him for saving me. In the assembly of all His people, I will give Him what I have promised. How painful it is to the Lord when one of His people dies. I am your servant, Lord. Sir, I serve you just as my mother did. You have saved me from death, and I will give you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and offer my prayer to you. In the assembly of all your people, in the sanctuary of your temple in Jerusalem, I will give you what I have promised. Praise the Lord. And today's key verse is Psalm 116, verse 5, where the psalmist writes, the Lord is merciful and good, our God is compassionate. You know, beloved, we go through difficult times. Jesus even promised that, you know, in this world you will suffer tribulation, but do not be concerned. I've overcome the world, Jesus said. So we're going to go through difficult times, and during those times, it's up to us. We have the choice. We can get mad at God, and we can stamp our little feet and say this isn't fair, and you know, just get all sorts of belligerent and sideways with the Lord, or we can continue to praise Him even in the bad times, because bad times never come to stay. Bad times, they're here, but they're gone in a moment. And our God is always faithful. Amen. Let's pray. Compassionate and merciful God, You hear me when I call out to You, and You listen to my prayers. When I walk in Your presence, I know that I am in Your care. With a thankful heart, I praise You for Your steadfast goodness and love. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Psalm 118, a prayer of thanksgiving for victory. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.